The cabinet has ordered a backtrack on the suspension of the IFEMA's trade order. The State Minister for Trade, Honorable David Bahati, last week told Parliament that the government had suspended enforcement of trade order management following an outcry by a section of Ugandans. However, the Minister of Local Government, Honorable Raphael Majezi, told journalists today that a cabinet meeting yesterday had resolved that the demolition of churches in particular be suspended to allow them time to improve their structures, obtain improved building plans, and meet other requirements. Mr. Majezi, however, said that cabinet said the implementation of the trade order should resume nationwide. Majezi speaking.
So I'm here to inform you that cabinet at its sitting yesterday, the 27th April 2026, agreed and resolved that the implementation of the trade order should continue as earlier planned. And this was because I think previously in Parliament we informed the House that we had suspended the trade order. And that was because we had had a meeting with some petitioners, and that is the leadership of born again and Pentecostal churches in Uganda, as well as the Federation of Uganda Traders Association. They had come to us with a number of concerns. They asked for a little more time, so we had agreed that specifically the demolition of churches be suspended to allow the churches time to improve their structures, to get their building plans approved, and so on. But cabinet has decided that the trade order continues.
He said his ministry will strengthen implementation through sensitization efforts to ensure that everyone is on board.